Neil, and welcome to We Talk Comics. This is episode, what the hell episode is this?
103.
I think it's 103, isn't it?
No, I feel like it's 104 or 105.
I think it's 103.
Well, whatever.
It's well, you know, there's an easy way to figure
it out. 103 point now.
No, we're not doing any points. Actually, Keith renumbered everything. Anyways, that's Brett. Say hi, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
And I say hi, Mo, because I'm Mo. And I say hi, Chris, because Comic Canuck is here.
Hello.
Comic Book Therapy. And he's fresh off attending the Emerald City Comic Convention in Seattle.
Yeah, I would say I'm running ragged, not too fresh today, but it was a great time.
I can't tell any difference between how ugly you are today and Emerald. So.
Oh, wow.
Yep, seems reasonable.
Yeah, really, it's about the same. So anyways, this show is Mr. Comic Canuck from Comic Book Therapy there. A great, great comic book website. As good as our sponsor, Comic Aussie, the two best on the whole internet. And he's going to tell us about his experiences there. So we'll shut up now, and he's going to talk for a half hour straight by himself. Go.
I got to go. So Seattle was my first big American convention. It's one of the biggest conventions in terms of comic creators, artists, writers, all that kind of good stuff. It is by far an eye-opening experience when you go to a con like this. It was six floors of comic and sci-fi goodness. If you're a fan of...
It's episode 105, by the way.
I knew it wasn't 103.
Emerald City Comic Con Rundown or something like that. It was going.
Yeah, so here.
I didn't interrupt you.
No, that's okay. He can edit me out later.
Pretty much.
So basically, if you're a fan of all things,
the plan
comics,
is here's what the plan is. You're gonna say everything, then I'm gonna like take everything you said. I'm gonna redub it in my voice and pretend I was there.
Fantastic. It feels like you were there already. Anyhow, it's really the one place you can go to. I'm used to going to the Calgary Expo, which is great in its own right. But Seattle has oodles and oodles of the top comic creators and writers and companies in the industry that you'd want to even just get in touch with and say hi to. Not many places you can go to and get that kind of access to heads of companies or heads of your best books and legends in the business and up-and-comers. It's just Seattle puts on a great show, and the PR guys there were fantastic. And dealing with the media, it's one of the smoothest.
Are you going to flag somebody? Come on.
No, I wasn't going to slag anyone.
Fun.
It's one of the smoothest run organizations that I've dealt with in quite a while, and it's great.
Okay, so let's... the Calgary Comic Book Expo here in town, very big, but light on, and more so over the years, even as we've seen from 2-3 years ago, you know, I mean, really has gone a lot away from the comic book creators, and it doesn't help that it's on the same convention at the same time as Wizard World, isn't it?
Chicago.
No, Chicago. C2E2, sorry.
They're both in Chicago.
Yeah, that's why I get them confused. Go figure. It's on at the exact same time as C2E2, and that has the majority of the good comic book people, so... They're up against it, so they're really heavy in. And it does seem odd that two of the top ten conventions going at the same time, the same weekend. So they're really heavier into media guests, you know, people from Walking Dead, and this year's the Aliens Union recap or a cast, you know, things like that. So Emerald City to me sounds like, for what we want to do on We Talk Comics or Combo Therapy, sounds like a great place to be.
But you know, I think the nice thing about, if you compare the two, now that I've been to Calgary the last 4 years, and comparing the two now, I look at it as Calgary does a really good job of really touching. They still have a pretty good comic base, not as big as Seattle, that's true. However, they do a good job of touching on a lot of different people. They get a lot of, someone who would normally go to a convention or an expo, getting them in the door because they've got something else to offer other than just this or just that.
Such as?
Well, in terms of all the celebrity guests they get. Touch across so many different mediums with that, and there's so many different types of fans, whereas some comic fans might not be interested in that at all.
Hard to blame them, because you can honestly say, in this city, there's more demand for that than there is for the comic book creators.
Yeah,
Calgary. But at this point.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Calgary, what I like about Calgary, and comparing it now to Emerald City, is I know that in Calgary, I can go up to a comic creator even on a Saturday and get a five, 10 minute interview with them, and not have a problem. It's more intimate and more accessible than, or if you look at Seattle on a Saturday.
Yeah, there might be one or two guys talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And that's it, yeah.
Exactly. So last year I did 9-10 interviews in Calgary, and this year I did 4 in Seattle. So it's sort of a lesson learned for next year, for the bigger cons in the States, what to do. But I think they both put on great shows in their own right. And it's true, Seattle has a huge, huge comic presence. And it was just a load of fun. You know, and for example, Charles Soule, writer for Superman, Wonder Woman, Red Lanterns. He has his own book out through Oni Press called Letter 44, and which is in issue 5 now, and I've read the first 2 issues, and it's incredible. I highly recommend picking up Letter 44. But I got a chance to interview Charles. Talked to him on Twitter a bit before the show in Seattle, and we met up at the show, and he was more than accommodating, and just very gracious and very open with any questions I had for him.
How many minutes did you get with him?
I think about 8 minutes.
Pretty good, yeah. It's pretty good for a floor interview.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. In a floor interview, you're really going to hit the highlights. And,
and that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people, like, we get it, but a lot of people don't realize on the outside, if you have a guy in front of you and he's got 10 books and 80 questions, all those questions aren't really going to get answered, because those guys are there. They're really there to, yeah, promote their stuff. They're there to make money as well. And, you know, if they can, why not? So more power to them.
You bought something after you talked to him, didn't you?
I went and bought all 5 issues of Letter 44.
There you go.
Because it sounded so cool.
I think Letter 44 is tremendous. I only read the first one, but I bought the rest on Comixology. I think it's great.
Yeah,
just that first one. And sometime when I get the time, I'm definitely going to look forward to reading it. I think it was one of the most interesting concepts of the years.
Yeah, and yeah. You know, if you don't know Letter 44, the premise of it is whenever a new president in the States, whenever a new president comes into office, the old president always leaves a letter for him. Like, good luck, see, you know, Mr. President, blah, 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 something nice. This time around, there's a letter left in the Oval Office, and it says, hey, you know what, good luck, and oh, by the way, for the last seven years, we've been monitoring an alien presence in between Mars and Jupiter, you know. Good luck handling that, pretty much. And so that's essentially Charles Soule's elevator pitch for that book. And so when he told me that, a bit more eloquently than I just put it, when he told me that, I was sold. I'm like, I gotta check this thing out. And just because he's a great writer, I trusted buying it sight unseen.
You were sold.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we actually did a review for it last year. So yeah. We got very positive reviews here. So yeah, Brent, you go ahead, because you'd be the one we're eating lunch doing this, and you've been eating like a madman there. Your fries are all gone.
That's right. Well,
yeah, I got a salad to go through here, so still going. Thanks for Comic Con for buying lunch for us. It's appreciated treat.
Yeah, he's a swell guy.
And say that publicly.
But he also brought us Magnus, so I approve of that. Mm-hmm. He brought
not just Magnus, but personally signed.
That's right. Our pal of the show, Fred Van Lente, you know, took time out of his busy
future co-star with the of True Detective season 2.
That's right.
Yeah, 3 of us are supposed to star now.
You betcha.
So I mean,
and I just finished True Detective season 1, so I'm
no spoilers.
Have you?
No spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, it's on. It's sitting there on video on demand, ready for go for me too.
I have a question for you. Have you seen Avengers yet, Mo?
Oh, come on.
Mo is about to punch me in the face. Anyway, moving on. Fred Van Lente was very nice, very gracious. I apologize, Fred, if you're listening, that I didn't get a chance to come back and interview on Sunday like I said I would. I plan to rectify
that. I've read Avengers. Who needs to see it?
Good point.
Yeah. So, one of the questions that I'm interested in, though, is like I know with both Calgary and San Diego, to even a bigger extent, getting into the convention is a real hassle. Mm. What is Emerald City like? Do they have like a nice setup for
Emerald City? Was smooth sailing. Like from the pickup points to get your passes. Obviously, mine was media pass, but it's the same place. The pickup point to get the passes, super well organized. You get in, sure, it's a big cattle call of a huge room with thousands of people, but it's fast.
Hold on 1 second. Did you say it's the same place?
Yeah, you can pick up
same,
your...
Oh, same place.
There's different
areas. I'm just wondering, because the Chinese food place that we order from down the street, we call it same place. It's not its real name, but it's what we use.
No. But, it's super smooth.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Getting people into the show, like, the Friday morning.
That's just for people I work directly with. They'll get that joke. None of you listen.
No, so good. Nailed it.
It opens open at 10 every day. Lineup started at 7:45. We got in line at 8:30, and you know it was a bit of a wait, but we got in no problem and smooth and well organized, well run. Speaking of well run and running, they were on anyone who tried to run. So it was good to see that too, because a kid almost got barreled down right in front of me.
No, would have been me.
I was the one about to grab the guy who was running in front of me.
I wouldn't have been me. I would have grabbed him too. Cheered him. Good job.
There's going to be a few edits in this, I'm sure.
No.
Okay, good.
So everybody was nice to you? Because, I mean, I've met a few people at conventions and the creators. Unfortunately, they turn out to be jackasses, you know?
You know what? For the most part, everyone was fantastic.
Most part, huh? I won't get you to say if there's anybody that you wish I'd be. You never know. They're busy. They got other stuff going on.
You never know what people are going through on a certain day, and you may hit them at the wrong time. But
I know who was probably bad. Was it Kowalczyk?
Scott don't even get me started on Kowalczyk.
Scott Kowalczyk. He's just a jackass every day, isn't he? The thing about Kowalczyk, I mean, he's been on the show now like eight, nine times. Every single time, sitting there, acting like we like him. You know, it's very annoying.
Now
very,
I know you guys are just joking around, but I will say the Kowalczyk's an awesome guy. I think we all agree.
What? What's
exactly,
that? Now?
Exactly.
We don't want to.
But.
Don't ruin the illusion, Duker.
Yeah. So tell us about all the illusion after parties. How many like big comic book parties, and were they?
Well, that's got to do. We got to do some popping breakfast. We've got to do some eating.
I went to a few after parties. I was very lucky to get a few. Oni Press did theirs on Thursday night, the night before the con started, and that was big on creators, and met a few. I was with Scott Kowalczyk and some others.
Who?
You know, Scott Kowalczyk.
No.
Anyway, and he introduced me to Chris Sims, his writing partner on Downset Fight. Mm. Great guy, and some other.
Oh, that's a great book.
Hilarious. Love it. He also actually wrote. What's it called now?
If you haven't picked up Downset Fight, gotta recommend that, because that might be the best
thing. I think it's called Awesome Hospital.
Awesome Hospital.
I could be wrong. I'll have to double check that. But. I probably just butchered it and they want to kill me. Anyhow.
It doesn't matter, because by the time you check it, this show will be up.
I'll tell you one thing about Oni Press.
That's right.
They are, like, the booth they had at the, like, the party was great. There were some drinks, and that was good. Not too many, because it's the night before the show. It's like, you know, going to school the next day.
Brett and I know you're a lush.
Yeah, I mean, we know that that if it's offered, you're going to be passed out by
I haven't got the Friday night yet. So, Thursday night's fine.
Saving it up for Friday then.
The Oni booth set up at ECCC. ECCC, yep. I was saying Oni had some really cool books that I'd never seen before. It's almost like overload. It's like, I want this gift for Christmas, and there's 800 other toys, and you can only have 5. So there's going to be a lot of reading over the next year of catching up.
You keep telling me that. I think every time we run into you,
it's true.
You how many say, books do you actually find time to
I
read a week?
Read.
Realistically, I read about 25 books a week.
Yeah, you'll never get them.
So
you need to stop selecting. That's the best thing to do right there.
Well, I'm curbing my collection. So, my collecting. But,
how about your enthusiasm?
No.
No, we're never going to do that.
You are Duker. Comments enough.
I'll tell you one thing. I met Amanda Connor on the Friday. In line with her. In line talked to her. And she is one of the, I'd say, one of the best role models for women in comics and anyone who wants to break into the industry. She is just super approachable, really nice, takes time for everyone, isn't looking at who the next person in line is. She's completely focused on who she's talking to at the time, like you're the only one in the room. And that is, and she, I don't have enough good things to say about her. It's the first time I met her. She signed some stuff for me. And, yeah, and she's just obviously very talented. So
she's in like, niceness, the complete polar opposite of Neil Adams. Is that it?
I found Neil Adams just funny, a funny smartass. So I don't know about...
No, I mean...
Here's the thing, Brett. I want to get really, really famous. And then my goal is to be the exact opposite in line at a convention of Amanda Connor. And I'm pretty sure I can pull that off.
So you're saying when we have the We Talk Comics table at a show.
Yeah, of course we have the We Talk Comics panel coming up.
Yes, of course.
But I won't take part in that because I don't want to be up there slumming with you and Walshop.
Understandable.
Yeah.
But so then what you're saying is when we have the table... That and people are lined up for autographs.
Hundreds of them.
Hundreds, thousands, perhaps.
Thousands, the millions upon millions.
Yes, and so at that point, then we'll see. But that's great though, because if there's millions of people lined up for our autograph, then you being a dick about it and just shuffling them through quickly.
I didn't say it'd be quick. I mean, I'll sit there eating in front of them, reading a book. Like, you don't wait. I didn't say I was going to be quick.
Chris can spill some salsa on their comics for them.
Yeah. Chris spills more food on him than I do.
Yep.
And I carry around a collection.
He spills more food on you? Or you spill... How does that work?
So anyways, Duker. So that was your Friday?
So this is getting into Friday. There were some really good panels on like for the whole show. That's the one thing that I noticed about Emerald City is they must have been running 25 panels a day.
Well, that's what San Diego's like. Yeah, they just run panels upon every room that you can run a panel in. They will be running a panel. Yeah.
So my advice is anyone going to like San Diego or Seattle next year or BakerCon, and if you see a million panels, really pick the one that you really want to go to, not one that you think, hey, I could go to that because this person's going, or I really want to go to this one because I want to do this. Like, I want to break into comics. Go to that one. Don't go to the one, another one just because you really like a guy, you can go see him on the table later.
But also don't assume that you're going to be able to make every single panel that you ever wanted to make.
Yeah, I only went to three panels. I could have gone to six. But that's just insane. Because they're an hour each. And as great as
they are. You can spend a day on the panels and miss out on other stuff. You're getting the panels though, which is really cool. And it's great. You get to sit down and you learn some things. You know, I mean, it's nice to sit down when you're at those conventions and walk around for 4 days.
But but again, you do need to decide what you want.
But what's your priority? If you wanted to go to a comic convention and spend every single day going to panel, never once get in line, never get anything signed, never, you could still have a great time and consider it completely worth it.
But
for me, that's not what I would do. But I'm saying that, there's no right way to do a convention.
No, but so the first time I went to San Diego, I didn't go to a single panel. I almost met, I got in line to get stuff signed, but I spent the entire time on the floor because that's how damn big it is. You don't get to do anything else. And that was great for me, too. So.
Well, I mean, and didn't you mention to me now they're not selling 4-day passes anymore?
Yeah, that's right.
San Diego, they've gone to only one day only, so most likely you can go down there and you can no longer attend all 4 days. It'd be extremely difficult to get past 4 days, a stroke of luck. And I can understand
based on trying to get different people in.
I suppose based on demand.
Well, because the demand is...
Or just make more money.
I don't know.
They can't make more money because you can't suddenly magically find a way to increase... Well, I mean, no, that's not true. I mean, obviously...
You can increase the price.
Well, no. And obviously, by selling single-day passes, they're going to be more than the 4-day passes were. So, yes, by simple mathematics sake, they will make more money.
Yeah.
But you cannot have more people coming into the show. And the same volume of people are always going to be coming into the show.
I meant to give different people access.
But definitely, for giving different people access, yes. I mean, because the demand is so high now that, I mean, it can open up for 15 minutes, and that's fine. That's all they have to open it up for, is 15 minutes. And then, you know, bam, you're gone.
Yeah.
So,
you know, what about convention giveaways or exclusive stuff to the convention? San Diego's loaded with that. Calgary convention really doesn't have any. How was this one?
They handed out reprints. Image Comics handed out reprints of Walking Dead number 1 as an Emerald City exclusive.
Okay.
With a little Emerald City logo on it.
Did you get one?
In color. Everyone got one as one in the door.
Oh, that's excellent.
I don't know if they handed them out to everybody, but we were probably like the, I don't know, 100th and 101st person in the door kind of thing. And there's always
something. Is accounting for 2 people now?
Pardon me?
I'd be 3 then.
What?
Never mind. You'll hear it if you ever listen back, but you won't. You never have time to listen to podcasts either. Read books, listen to podcasts, any of that.
I'm a family man. He's a guy.
That's not it.
Oh, and I'm lazy sometimes too.
That's it. Yeah,
but not at a convention.
No, go on. Anyways, you're saying.
Anyway, no. That was the only real giveaway I noticed. There was Emerald City. Obviously, had their merch booth with exclusive limited edition The Monsters and Games book they've been doing since 2009 when they started the show. And Frank Cho did a really cool back cover of it this year, which was nice. So I got me to sign that. But J. Scott Campbell did the poster for Emerald City. Was their Emerald? I can't remember what they call their Emerald City hero, but it's a really cool print. There's only 300 of them made. And the interesting thing is, on day 2, on the Saturday, there were still like 100 of them left for sale, which was kind of interesting.
But you know, that's something that I've kind of found. I mean, even with Calgary, because Vignola did that super awesome print a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one, you know, because I like my prints, but I did find that they made 500 and they still had them, you know, later on. I mean, I don't think these things sell particularly fast, because I think prints are different than comics. Like, I mean, you can say, like, oh, I have a limited edition 300 comic book run, you know, the special cover, and they will sell, because I think people still have this vision of, like, I can put this up on my wall and it'll sell.
Before I forget, I just want to give a quick rundown on the other interviews. Just the other people.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Can get into them in a second, but I don't want to forget them.
We'll take one of these and put these on the show as a sample of what's going to be over at Comic Book Therapy so they can listen to the other two.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd love to push? I'd love to push Fabian Ronhell Jr. Mm-hmm. He's the writer behind Doc Unknown, a very famous Kickstarter that came out last year, and he's got a Kickstarter 2 coming out in...
Is that the one you're going to get us then?
It's finishing
in a
couple
weeks. Want us to...
I would love for you guys to...
Yeah, so we'll post that one just
get his name out there, because he's really good. He's a great guy. He's hilarious. He was one of my favorite interviews. All my interviews are only 4, but we just had a lot of fun. They kind of put him in, he was in a bit of a corner in the convention, so people kind of walk by and not really see him, but he did a good job of getting people's attention. Doc Unknown, and he's got Doc Unknown, the second Doc Unknown volume coming out, and that's on Kickstarter for the next week or two. I picked up Doc Unknown, and I've read half of it. It's fantastic, so I highly recommend it. I also interviewed Sean Cheeks Galloway.
Exclusive to ComicBookTherapist.com.
I would hope so.
For now.
Yes. Yeah. and he has Table Taffy Studios. He started with Brian Benjamin, another great artist. And Sean Cheeks' big hit that was fully funded last March is called Gumshoes for Hire. A fun little, like, almost like Scooby-Doo feel kind of
nice.
Private school kids who live in an area called the Cliffs, a fictional city called the Cliffs in California. And they investigate what they think are just little investigations of what's, you know, something's not right, and it turns out to be something bigger than they realize. I don't want to give away too much. It's just his style is
I love it. It's kid friendly. It's adult friendly. It's all, you know, I think anyone would really enjoy it. And then of course Frank Cho, interview Frank Cho. That's he's
as a very
always
fun
super fun guy. He's really a legend before becoming a legend. Like, the guy is so good and he's so great with all his fans. And he takes the time. He's not. The one thing I noticed about everybody, actually, that I talked to or interviewed, no one is really cocky. We're all just nerds and love comics, and we're outgoing and fun, and, you know...
Frank really loves to draw women.
Yeah, he loves to, yeah. And, you know, as you say...
Big-breasted.
Who doesn't like hearing that people like...
He asked me that when I asked him, because I brought it up. I'm like, who draws a nicer, hotter, bigger-breasted woman? You were Michael...
No, Joe Lisner.
Yeah, Joe Lisner, and he said... His women are also big-breasted, and he says, what's wrong with big-breasted women? I said, I had nothing.
And then he told us somebody else, who I forget.
Yeah. And he dropped a couple F-bombs, so that was great.
Yeah.
He's just Frank Cho.
Yeah.
Frank freaking Cho.
Yeah, he's amazing. And we did talk about beautiful women. There's a bit in there. In our interview, so that was fun.
You gonna eat any more of your food, or can we just keep talking here?
You guys go ahead.
No, go ahead. You want to take a bite?
No, I'd like to eat some food.
Yeah, finish
these
it.
These guys are holding me hostage.
Because it looks like a hell of a fine burger they gave you there. I just want to mention, I know here in the Calgary Convention this year, for the first time, they're actually bringing a cosplayer in to have their own food for their own table, I believe.
No, actually, they did that last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, I don't remember the name. I'm not sure that it was.
Because last year, I believe it was I thought it was a company that they brought in.
Yeah, there was, but they also they listed as cosplayers as a couple of guests. The difference is, I don't think they stay at the table very much. Anyways, I think it's more one of those if they have something to sell, then maybe it goes onto a table. And I don't know, frankly, if we would notice that.
Maybe. They're bringing in somebody who's well known for. I can't remember her name. Apparently, she did some Pikachu costume at San Diego or something like that. It was incredibly sexy.
Jessica Negri.
That's it. Thank you.
Negri.
Yeah, and so, they're bringing in her and, of course, the cosplay is always a lot of fun. So, but I asked you about the Emerald City cosplay. But if you want, you can tell us while you're eating your fries, they don't look too damn crunchy.
There were a lot of cosplayers there. I didn't see a lot of professional ones because I was sort of running around. Trying to get...
Generally, how do you know the professional ones unless they have tools of photographers following them?
Yeah, that too. And a lot of the cosplayers there had their own booths where it's an easier setup to get a photo, to do the photo ops at their booths than it is for them to walk around the con and stop traffic.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. I saw some really cool Joker and Harley Quinn. I got a picture of them. I'm going to post a gallery of all the stuff. Pictures I was able to take when I was there. Catwoman and Black Cat. There were many Black Cats there, actually, in all varying degrees of interest.
Nice way of putting it.
In other words, some you do and some you wouldn't.
Pretty much.
I do all of them. We can pretty much also assume.
I can't even begin to tell you how shocked I am by hearing that.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Excuse me. But you know what? The one thing about the cons, and we were talking about this earlier, was you go there, eat a little breakfast, you go stink through the whole day, you kind of forget to eat, or you eat a little.
Well, you eat a pretzel.
Well, you do.
Yeah, that's all you can afford, instead of a $10 sandwich.
No, you do, because you're not organized. For me,
please.
Like there's ever a point in time in my life where food isn't first. You look at me. I'm three freaking bills. You think that's on purpose?
Well, the way you talk, it sounds like it is.
Well, yeah, it is on purpose. That's what I mean. Hence the salad for lunch.
Yes. So, but you go there and you go stink and you go for the whole day and then you realize at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. Oh crap, I haven't eaten. I have to eat. Then you eat, then you don't get a lot of sleep, then you wake up the next day and repeat. So the conventions are tiring, your feet
you're
are killing you.
You're just too excited, you're still like a kid.
It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend the Emerald City Comic Con to anyone who wants to go out there. Seattle's a beautiful city, and Get away from the
Well, we have a couple of conventions we'd like to attend, and we're hoping to get to Emerald City next year. We're hoping maybe even to get to another big one this year if it works out. And we'd have some stories and some people we'd meet. And definitely Emerald City. It was one we wanted to do anyways, just looking at the creators and then having actually heard their stories and the fun you had and the different things, and knowing that there's such a strong Calgary contingent, Canadian contingent, especially from this city that you were able to travel with. That's like, okay, officially you weren't going, but you almost were. It was almost like a Calgary road trip with some of your friends. For instance, that's that guy, Kowalczyk, I think he said his name was?
Yeah, Scott Kowalczyk.
Scott Kowalczyk.
Downside Pipe.
Yeah, you said is a
Serious
great
strangers.
Guy.
We've heard of him, I think.
I don't know. And, of course, wasn't Ryan Ferrier there?
Ryan Ferrier.
The incredibly talented writer of Dave.
Yeah. Kurt Pierce, who
is a book coming out from Dark Horse.
Yeah, Dark Horse called Pop. And that's going to be a pretty cool
and
book.
And he's hilarious. The funniest man on the planet. Whether he means to be or not, he is.
Nick Johnson, local artist, was there at Wolf Hands. He does Wolf Hands. If you haven't seen that, check that out, Wolf Hands comic. And also Justin Hanks is the writer on that one. Chris Roberson, Go-Getters, he was there as well. And I know I'm forgetting a bunch of people, but it was...
The point is, though, I mean, was there a point where kind of the Calgary people gathered together, like, hey, good to see you, or was it...
We kind of saw each other... On the Thursday night, the night that everyone sort of arrived. I'm butchering his name, but Jason Mamel, Fight Comics.
Fight Comics, yeah.
Yeah,
and he was at the Super Summit this past year.
Yeah,
great dude. Another talented guy.
Lucky enough to hang out with him and Jackson G, another local artist, up and coming comic artist. And it was a great time. Really great time.
You just couldn't wait to get rid of them all.
Y'all on the same plane or the same car or?
A few of us flew. Some Jason people drove.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Twitter.
Yeah.
And speaking of Twitter, at Comic Canuck, isn't it?
It's at Comic
underscore Canuck. Is there an at Comic Canuck without underscore?
I think there might be.
So screw that guy. Don't
follow him.
He's obviously a jerk.
So back to me. It's at Comic underscore Canuck.
At underscore Comic underscore.
But yeah, so I'll be posting a gallery from Emerald City on our site on comicbooktherapy.com this week. Frank Cho was up. You'll have Frank Cho, Charles Soule, Fabian Ronhell Jr., and...
Cheeks.
Thank you. Sean Cheeks Galloway.
Sean Cheeks Galloway.
Being posted this week. So
I hear the word cheeks, and I don't forget that.
Yeah, he's hilarious, that guy. So there you go. There's my experience. Back next year for sure.
Yeah, and what are you looking forward to next time? Now that you know it, what can you do better next time?
I don't know if I'd say better. I would say
there's
lessons
always better
learned.
Experience once you have the experience.
That's a good point. I would say I try to...
I expect to have a better Calgary convention this year because I'll avoid you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Now that I know you're going.
High five!
They're high-fiving at my expense.
Sorry.
Somewhere.
There you go.
Somewhere, someplace. Somewhere, someplace, a Kowalczyk is crying. Anyhow.
Who?
Yeah. No, I think really lessons learned for next year, drink a lot of water while I'm there.
Bring some water. That's actually good advice. For anybody
it's true. It sounds funny. And
bring a water bottle or purchase some water, protein bars.
Yeah.
Bring yourself some stuff because it is difficult to get into those lineups. It's difficult to get some real food. You don't want to leave the convention. Especially making sure you have the proper...
Bring different shoes for each day. Bring, not each day, but every other day. Bring, if you think you need 4 pairs of socks for 4 days, bring 8.
Yeah.
Because you're going to sweat your
butt off. A lot of things that you don't think of, but yeah, if you want to actually...
No, it's true. And then a lot of it I'll do a bit more setup for interviews, lining people up at the show a month or two in advance.
So you're definitely
because
going again next year.
Super busy,
so me and Brett might not want to go next year now. Yeah.
All right, so we'll have to go like somewhere else.
I knew it would work.
Yeah.
My plan is complete.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us for lunch here. For the buying for us. That was a nice offer, and we appreciate you telling us about it. Honestly, Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We're shaking hands.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go tell people.
Can't see that, so...
I know, that's why I said it. You're going to cut that out, aren't you?
No.
But
we'll definitely be back on their show again in the near future,
I'm looking forward to the Calgary Expo 2014 at the end of April. So get down there.
It's coming up because we have important panels. Panels, man. You know, Boot Talk Comics Live and the Renegade Press panel.
That's right. I mean, it was announced on the last show that there's Boot Talk Comics Live. Brett's actually going to be on two panels. He'll be hosting another one as well. So, for Renegade Press. So.
All panels, all the time.
Is that your ringer?
It's my phone.
Yeah, that's your ringer.
I know, I pressed it.
That's your music. What are you doing, man?
Man, your phone's been ringing all day.
I want you back at work. We better head back.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Hey, it's Chris Duker at the Emerald City Comic Con, and I am here with Fabian Rahel Jr. He's a writer, and he has written a very popular book called Doc Unknown. It was a big hit via Kickstarter, and you can pick it up online, and here he is. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm Fabian. That's me.
Hey, so you know what? Give us a bit of background. You know, if people don't know on you and where you got started, where you are now, and what you got coming up, kind of thing.
Okay, cool. So yeah, my name is Fabian. I've been making comics for about 3 years, mostly self-published stuff. Doc Unknown is my latest thing. I've been doing it for about a year, and it's been the thing that has kind of like taken off a little bit. So yeah, right now we did one Kickstarter back in the fall for an offshoot of Doc Unknown called Boss Snake. And it was 300% funded, and it went really well, and we delivered all our rewards on time, so we actually have a Kickstarter going on right now with like 9 days left, and that one's also already funded, so it's been going really good. Doc Unknown's, I'm planning to do 3 volumes of Doc Unknown, and yeah, you can read it on Comixology Submit. Yeah, I think my friend just farted. Did you fart? Yeah. I'm just like trying to talk, and I'm like, dude, it smells so bad. Like, it's all good though. I mean, last night, man, I was just like sticking up the hotel room.
It just adds to the convention odor, really.
Yeah, yeah.
it just blends it.
Welcome to comics.
So now following up on Doc Unknown, you've also got a 2-page backer in Five Ghosts.
Five Ghosts is a book that's being published through Image Comics. Frank, the writer, is a friend of mine, and the opportunity came up for us to do a brand new Doc Unknown story as a backup feature. So issues 7 through 12 will feature 2-page backup stories from Doc Unknown. It's a 12-page story, you know, 2 pages at a time. And I think issue 10 just came out like a couple weeks ago or something. So we still got 2 more.
Nice. And then when you got started in the industry, if there are other aspiring writers or what have you listening away, which there should be, what sort of things did you find that were sort of challenges, or which ways did you overcome challenges just getting your feet in and doing it, really?
Yeah, getting started in comics is hard because, you know, it's really expensive, first of all, you know, especially for writers, because we can't just, like, draw what we want to happen. We can't draw. So, you know, you hire an artist and, you know, well, hopefully, you know, you hire an artist and, you know, you just gotta find a way to pay them. A lot of artists, you know, I know a lot of guys are like, well, I'm not getting paid, but it's different. You know, artists, they spend, like, entire days on a page, wherein like a writer can write a page in like a few minutes. It's not the same, you know. It's a lot of work for them, and so yeah, that's why it's good that there's Kickstarter and stuff, because you know you can get funding through there, so that you know no one has to starve and you don't have to go into debt to do it. I was in debt for I was in debt for years, you know, making comics, you know, getting credit cards maxed out, you know, getting loans from like my bank and stuff, getting a second job, like doing all sorts of stuff just to get that extra money. And but I think it worked out all right, because you know it showed people that I had a commitment to finishing my comics. And so when we did our first Kickstarter back in the fall, you know, we funded in like 13 hours. So I think that, you know, that was why, because people knew like, okay, we trust this guy, you know, he knows what he's doing at this point, you know, kind of. So I'd say keep it short. A lot of writers will start off and they're like, yeah, I have this idea for this like graphic novel. It's going to be like 6 issues long. Or I hear a lot of pitches for like epics. A lot of people are like, I'm writing something too. It's going to be like 20 issues long. I'm like, dude, no one wants to read that. Not especially from like a nobody, you know, like, you know, like I started off just doing like, I mean, I started off doing like one shots and stuff, or like you can do like a five pager just to like practice, you know, finishing a story, you know, just to write a beginning, middle, and end. So like five pagers, 10 pagers, stuff like that.
Nice. So definitely good advice all around.
Yeah.
So what you mentioned the next Doc Unknowns. So what's your timeline on that, and where can people sort of keep a lookout for it, or do you already have another one posted, or where are we going with that?
Already what?
Do you have another one already set up, ready to go? Or?
Well, yeah, the one that's going on right now is almost done. You know, like I said, we have like 9 days left. And that one, it's going to be out in the summertime. And yeah, and I'm already planning for the third one. As soon as I saw that, you know, we could, you know, keep going through Kickstarter, I figured, you know, let me go ahead and plan out how I want it to end. So I'm writing it as like a trilogy type thing. And so I have the rest of it outlined, and I'm thinking maybe like fall we'll be launching another Kickstarter.
Cool.
That'll cap off Doc Unknown, and you know I love Doc Unknown. I have some other stuff I want to get going, and I don't want to like, you know, milk it too much.
Well, that's nice, man. What's just so people know down the road here? Do you have another couple conventions lined up? Where people can find you?
Yeah. I'm gonna be at a Comic Palooza in Houston, like in May. I'll be sharing my table with Nick Patara from Manhattan Projects, and in June I'm gonna go to Phoenix for Phoenix Comic Con, and I'll be sharing my table with my artist Ryan Cody, who's someone I probably should have mentioned like 5 minutes ago. You know, my artist Ryan Cody, he's like, you know, he's the guy that makes the book look good, and yeah, he's a really awesome artist. We get along really well. We're on the same page. Like, it's been a really great relationship. Like, whatever I do after Doc Unknown, I'm pretty sure he's going to be involved. You know, I want to keep working with him, so he's great. I'm on Facebook, he's on Facebook, we're both on Twitter. You know, like, people want to keep up with what we're doing. You know, Doc Unknown is on Kickstarter right now, the second volume. There's reward levels to where you can catch up, you know, like, get everything we've done for, like, you know, $30 or something, so.
Just give a quick rundown on Doc Unknown, just in case people don't know.
Doc Unknown itself? Okay, Doc Unknown is like a supernatural action-adventure series. It's like a cross between Batman the Animated Series and like Hellboy or something. You know, there's monsters and ghosts and gangsters. It takes place during World War II. It's just like a bunch of like fun stuff in one book. Yeah, it's just introducing the main character, whose name is Doc Unknown.
All right, man. Well, thanks from all of us at comicbooktherapy.com. Thanks for taking the time, and good luck with it.
Thank you. I'm going to eat your phone.